Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, Cabinet has agreed to lift almost all COVID restrictions from 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Taoiseach Micheál Martin is expected to make a statement in an hour's time. 3,568 new coronavirus cases, meanwhile, confirmed north of the border this afternoon. Gardaí are continuing to investigate the circumstances surrounding the death of a woman at a house in Letterkenny last night, but they've indicated foul play is not suspected. There are fears it could be late summer before there is any significant progress on the Mica redress scheme. And an Inishowen councillor urges the Education Minister to begin discussions on money with the owners of the land for the free school campus. Later in the bulletin at around 5:15, we'll have the sports news with Oisin Kelly. And as it's a Friday, Beagán Nuach Lugaing le Chulam Ferreter. We begin, though, with confirmation this evening that Cabinet has agreed to lift almost all COVID restrictions from 6 o'clock tomorrow. Taoiseach Micheál Martin is expected to confirm within the next hour that the curfew on hospitality will be scrapped, capacity limits at live events and sports fixtures will end, and social distancing will no longer be required. Masks, however, will still have to be worn. COVID passes won't be needed for access to hospitality. Nightclubs will be allowed open this weekend. A phased return to the office for workers will begin on Monday. Well, Health Minister Stephen Donnelly says case numbers may go up as a result of this, but he says the balance of risk is right.
Get on with your life. You know, there are some precautions you may want to take to manage the risk, but it is time to get on with your life. But we really do need to be so conscious of so many people who are still very, very nervous and have lived through that. We really need to listen to them and give the right advice and not be saying to continue to be in fear.
Well, the Taoiseach is expected to confirm that the requirement for face masks will stay until at least the end of February. And COVID certs will, although not necessary for hospitality, they will be needed for international travel. Mitigation measures will also remain in schools for the moment. 3,568 new coronavirus cases have been recorded north of the border in the past 24 hours. There have been 6 additional COVID-related deaths. 398 patients are being treated for the disease in hospitals in Northern Ireland, 24 of them in intensive care. Gardaí are continuing to investigate the circumstances surrounding the death of a woman at a house in Letterkenny. Gardaí were alerted to the incident at approximately 8:20 last night. The woman's body was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for a post-mortem examination. A file is being prepared for the coroner. Gardaí say foul play is not suspected at this time. There are fears it could be late summer before there's any significant progress on the Mica redress scheme. The news will come as a hammer blow to many affected homeowners who had been expecting the scheme to get off the ground in the coming weeks. A deputation from Donegal County Council met with government officials virtually last evening. An update on the scheme was discussed. Well, Councillor Martin McDermott, who chairs Donegal County Council's Mica Redress Committee, says while the meeting was constructive, there's no point in sugarcoating what happened.
So you're probably looking at, you know, summertime before the new scheme is up and running. I think that people need to know that and be under no illusions that something's going to happen in 3 or 4 weeks' time when it's not going to happen in 3 or 4 weeks' time. And, you know, I think that's important. And it's also important that they acknowledge that the IS465 is and does need to be re-looked at.
The Dáil has been told that failings in the regulation of the construction sector led to the Mica disaster in Donegal and elsewhere, as well as the pyrite crisis in the east of the country. Deputy Patrick McLaughlin was speaking during a debate on the proposed regulation of providers of building works bill. Deputy McLaughlin said builders should not be involved in drawing up a register, nor should they sit on the board that regulates it. He said close relationships between builders and politicians contributed to the situation the country is now in.
Where is the analysis of the utter failure of government over the years to regulate the building, construction and manufacturing industry? How did we allow a scenario where local authorities were completely starved of resources to go and do that job, to make sure that blocks were manufactured to the proper standard? How can it be that in another jurisdiction on our island, that when you talk to people in the building industry, they're observed at every stage of construction, that homes are built to a much higher standard? How can it be that we couldn't have achieved that?
And the Incheon councillor is urging the education minister to instruct her department to begin discussions with the owners of the land earmarked for the three-school campus in Bunkrana. The site was identified last year, with the department saying it would proceed by way of a compulsory purchase order. In December, a formal notice to treat was issued, confirming the department's intention to acquire the land. Later this month, a notice to enter will be issued, under which the land can be entered and surveys carried out. However, officials have not yet spoken to the landowner and payment hasn't been discussed. Councillor Rena Donaghy says that's not acceptable.
It's intended that the notice to enter will be issued at the end of January. And this then will allow the Department of Education and Skills to access the land, to carry out surveys and to do site investigations and all that, and then move ahead to planning. This is all very good, yes, and it's great to see progress, but money has not yet been mentioned to the landholders. And I just think that it's, in the first instance, very disrespectful. I had asked that the department be generous and fair with the owners. They're ordinary, everyday, decent people. This is prime land in the centre of Bunkrana. Many would have loved to purchase it, but it's earmarked for the three campus schools, and that's all very good. But I just think that the people, they have been in this land for 300 years, and need to be properly remunerated. No one is talking to the landowners yet, and they're reading in the papers about the notice to treat and notice to enter the land before anybody has a right to go on their land. I think that these negotiations need to take place and be finalised.
And obviously your hope would be that those discussions will begin shortly, that we'll get the surveys done shortly, but that'll be done in the context of discussions about remuneration, as you've said, and that ultimately the landowners will be satisfied that the price they're going to get for the land is a fair price and reflects what the land is worth to them and to the community.
Yeah, absolutely. And I intend to talk to the minister very shortly regarding this.
And that was Councillor Rena Donaghy. It's widely anticipated that Cooldaff businessman Johnny McGuinness will replace his late father Bernard as a member of Donegal County Council. A virtual convention will be held by Fine Gael on Thursday. Johnny McGuinness has already been nominated by the party branches in Cooldaff and Mallon. Councillor Bernard McGuinness passed away in August after serving for 42 years on Donegal County Council. On today's 9 till noon show, Johnny McGuinness told Greg Hughes his father would never retire from politics, and he said now that he is on the cusp of joining the council, it is a formidable challenge to which he's looking forward.
I'm looking forward to the challenge, and in fact, there's quite a lot of things that will have to a lot of work to be carried out in the immediate aftermath of the pandemic, and there's a lot of people that are probably struggling more so now than ever. And if selected, I would like to work with the seated councillors there and maybe push forward and bring about some improvements in the services provided to the most vulnerable in society, especially the mental health and respite services, help for carers, family members with additional needs, and of course the fishing community and the farming community. So it's, I guess at the moment the pandemic may be coming to an end, but there's certainly some hardships and struggles that are still being deeply felt throughout the county, and I hope that with the help of the other public representatives, we can move forward and deliver some improved services for all those people. People would have asked me, you know, many occasions, are you going to take over from your father? And I always thought to myself, this person really doesn't know my father, because if they did know him, they wouldn't be asking that question. It was always a sure bet that he would go out serving the public, which he did. And I guess it was very fitting that he went out as first person of Inishowen. He was serving mayor at the time, and I would love to achieve half of what he did as a person and as a councillor. And if I could move forward and help half as many people as he did, then I'd feel like that I've made a valuable contribution.
And that was Johnny McGuinness there speaking on the 9 till noon show earlier today. A site's been identified for the provision of a new bottle bank in Carndonagh. While there is a recycling centre in the town, it doesn't operate on a 24-hour-a-day basis, and there are no facilities for recycling bottles, cans and other materials outside of opening hours. Councillor Albert Doherty has long argued that wasn't acceptable in a town the size of Carndonagh. Now, he says, it seems that will change.
I was delighted to hear that there had been a location identified, that there has been support from the Inishowen Cooperative to play a part in resolving this. And I am now very hopeful that in the early spring of the year, we will see the whole access debacle that has been for recycling and Bring Bank and Carndonagh resolved. And I'm delighted that I can share that news with the local community.
To Derry now, where the housing executive is being urged to come up with a plan for the future of the former traveller site on the city's Letterkenny Road. Foyle MLA Padraig De Largy says the site's been lying derelict for a number of years and it's become a scar on one of the main arterial routes into the city. He says the site could be used for social housing or the development of community education or health facilities, particularly with work starting on the £4.2 million Daisyfield Sports Hub.
You'll be aware that we have a £4.2 million development along the Daisyfield site. This is a site which has been lying vacant for years, so we're looking forward to seeing the redevelopment of it. It's a really, really positive development along a key route into Derry. So when we see this development, we'll be looking at seeing housing, we'll be looking at sporting facilities and facilities which will be used for the whole community. We're looking forward to having families on the site, to having those access points to sport, to education and the cultural activities. So this is a real thoroughfare along the line path, which a huge number of people across Derry, but particularly within the Bogside and Brandywell areas, use. So we're very much looking forward to developing it. We're very keen to see that development and to progress that in the next number of months.
What sort of timeline do you have in mind for decisions to be taken?
We're currently meeting with the housing executive and with other partners to see how this can be progressed as quickly as possible. As I said, this is an area of development which we've been looking at for a number of years. The site has been vacant for almost a decade, so we're very keen to find a solution to progress this as quickly as possible, and we're confident that that will be done very quickly.
And that was Padraig De Largy, a Foyle MLA, speaking to us from Derry. A Donegal deputy is calling for flood mitigation measures planned for Donegal town to be progressed as a matter of urgency. The area is susceptible to floods and there have been many floods over the years with businesses and residents frequently impacted. A major flood relief scheme for the town has been identified as being necessary. The project is currently at preliminary stage, but the Dáil was told this week by Deputy Pearse Doherty that a time frame must be given for that to be delivered.
You mentioned that you hope to go to Donegal. I welcome that. The local councillors, if they haven't already done so, will be doing so in the next number of days, inviting you to Donegal town to meet with them and to the residents again to hear at the huge risk that there's there for residents and commercial property. But crucially, my question is if there is a way to actually expedite this project, if the engineers on the ground come up with a plan to do that, is the minister willing to look at moving this project into phase one?
Well, as Deputy Doherty indicated there, Minister of State Patrick O'Donoghue, who has responsibility for flooding, did tell the Dáil he intends to visit Donegal in the coming weeks, and he said the government is trying to alleviate the issues which have been identified.
We are very conscious and very cognizant of the risk to Donegal and the risk of all of the other communities in County Donegal, and I'm conscious of the fact of the scourge of flooding in your county as I am and the scourge of flooding in every county. But we are trying to alleviate it as quickly as we can. But what I will commit to you is I will be going to Donegal in the next number of weeks, and when I do so, I let you and all the other Oireachtas members know, as obviously I'll be working with Donegal County Council to make sure that the time frame for my visit and to see the progress of those schemes.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 16 minutes past five. We say good evening to Oisín Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with golf. Shane Lowry is two off the lead at the halfway stage of the Abu Dhabi Championship. His second round 72 kept the off the golfer on five under par. Scott Jameson carded a 74 today, but still remains the man to catch at seven under. Patrick Harrington's level par, while a birdie at the last ensured Rory McIlroy just made the cut, sitting on three over. Donegal GAA will be voting in favour of the current format ahead of Saturday's Central Council meeting at Croke Park. Sean Dunyan, the Central Council delegate for the county, has been given a mandate by the clubs to vote for the green proposal, which would retain the current National League and Provincial Championships, along with the groups for the Sam Maguire and Talton Cups. Donegal will also be asking for the red proposal to be taken off the clar for Congress next month. The red proposal includes the provincial championships run earlier in the year, with the following All-Ireland series being league-based. Donegal chairman Mick McGrath is confident the green proposal will be carried.
We're clearly mandated to support the existing system that the National League is currently in the months of February and March, and that the Championship will go straight into April, May, June, with the All-Ireland in July, and that the club championships will, and the club season will although it will start in April, it will have all its players back to play with their clubs from the end of July right through to the end of the season. And we're clear that what we're doing is supporting the Green One, and I think I'm confident that the Green One will get carried, and I think it's been handled quite professionally by Croke Park on this occasion. There was confusion and dissatisfaction expressed with the lack of communication the last time, and I'm happy enough to say that we're confident that it will get carried.
And there's more from Mick McGrath available in the sports section of HighlandRadio.com. On the pitch on the Gaelic Games front this weekend, Donegal and Monaghan will contest the Dr McKenna Cup final tomorrow. Declan Bonner's side will be looking to lift the pre-season competition trophy for the first time since 2018, when it's nearly been 20 years since Monaghan were last winners. We will, of course, have a full live match commentary from that game at Hayley Park tomorrow in Omagh. Throwing time is at 5 o'clock. GA writer with the Gaelic Life is Michael McMullen. He's watched both sides closely in recent weeks and says a final is a great preparation for the league.
Donegal and Monaghan have from Saturday until the following week to prepare for the league. I think it's excellent preparation. It definitely is, you know, for both teams. And Declan Bonner and Bante can look at their pages and think, who have we got? Who can we not afford to play? Who needs game time? Who played well? Say Mark Curran, for example. We'll put him in against Jack McCarron. See how he shapes up. Jack McCarron's listed at corner forward. We'll throw Mark Curran on him and just see. What better way have you to test players? So that's the value of the McKenna Cup, and that's the value of Saturday for those counties.
Michael McMullen. To rugby, Connacht have secured a place in the knockout phase of the Heineken's Champions Cup without kicking a ball. The cancellation of Toulouse's game with Cardiff now means Connacht are guaranteed a top 8 spot in Pool B. They'll complete their pool campaign away to Stade Francais on Sunday. Ulster, meanwhile, have made two changes for Saturday's Champions Cup Pool A meeting with Clermont Auvergne in Belfast. Angus Curtis and Eric O'Sullivan come into the starting side, replacing Stuart Moore and the injured Marty Moore. Ulster, of course, have already qualified for the next stage of the competition. Jurgen Klopp has praised the development of Kevin Kelleher at Liverpool. The Republic of Ireland goalkeeper kept a third clean sheet in 5 starts last night to help the Reds reach the Carabao Cup final. The Cork native is set to play in next month's final at Wembley, something that's deserved, according to Klopp.
There were a lot of steps to go since I arrived here when I saw him first time, a skinny boy from Ireland, and then standing in his big goal, it was like, okay, it could take a while until he fills it, and since then he made incredible steps, and now he's a top-class goalie, definitely.
Adam Ida will hope to add to his Norwich City tally tonight as they play a relegation 6-pointer. Dean Smith's side are away to the side directly above them in the table. That's Watford. Kickoff is at 8 o'clock at Vicarage Road. While up in Scotland, Stirling Albion will visit Ibrox this evening as they aim to pull off a massive shock in the fourth round of the Scottish Cup. They are, of course, taking on Rangers, who are unbeaten in 10 games going into the match. 4 of the top 5 sides in the Premiership in the Irish League will play tonight. 2nd place Glentoran are on the road as they go to 4th place Crusaders, while 5th place Larne are hosting 3rd place Cliftonville. Linfield play tomorrow and they have an advantage of 3 points at the top of the table. In motorsport, it's the end of day 2 of the Monte Carlo Rally on the WRC. Sebastian Loeb, the 9-time record champion, has a 9.9 second advantage over the chasing pack in his Ford Puma Rally 1. Sebastian Ogier, another multi-time world champion in a Toyota Yaris, is second. Elvin Evans in the second Toyota in the top 3 is in 3rd position. Ireland's Craig Breen and Paul Nagel down in 6th, currently just shy of a minute behind the leader Loeb. 3 North West players have been named on the 14-player squad that will compete at cricket's T20 World Cup qualifier in Oman next month. Dunamana's Andy McBrien, who was named in the top 10 bowling world rankings this week, is included alongside Shane Getcott and Craig Young. The tournament will take place from the 15th of February, with the top 2 teams qualifying for the World Cup in Australia later in the year. Finally, in tennis, defending champion Naomi Osaka is out of the Australian Open after being beaten by American Amanda Anisimova in the third round today. World number one Ashley Barty continued her progress at home on the Grand Slam front as she continued with another victory in straight sets. And the men's sixth seed, Rafa Nadal, is also through to round four. Sinead and Sport Donal Beamage, Arash Rí Samara, Ega Dóclog.
Gramagath Oshin Agusanish, Unnocht, Alev Ek Column Ferreter.
Shewer Mahasa Column Ferreter and Shalin the Priest Skelty. False you wretches, Jerry Nablina Fiha Fiha Sahin Uzra Snigeltakta and Chart and Shah, Major Lesh and Ratches to Shart. Oskion Shard Mila Ardgade, Pas the Lan Amshara, a client collecti and Udurish Fujaru Nubliana. Krahiu Ardgade via Sukuig, Pas Nua Lan Amshara, a golakti, Geltukta, a re Nubliana, and Lean is Irja Pushed a Krahiu o Yavila Sahokta Vion, Kuran and Ratches, Shias, Erchonakar, Egnamiok, Gnohi, Geltukta, Legilahan Omlan, the Ard Ard Million. Ardgid Shaskas a Kahar Villun Don Vrian, for Kuig Klian Kolakt, scared the Kuig Villun Jeg Euro, the Kistia Nualiokta, the Hinfastructor Technoliokta Arbert, Vioskion 3K, the Gosafiha, Dinya Eg Obers, and a Fihis a Shard, Mol Digita, Avi Farberha, Fijaru Nibliana, Ohiv Planala Changa J. Ta plan olvihe da fihe agus a she lemister plan ala changa kumai le ya flan changa kadihe da vala service a geltakta a taloni his segeltakt. Le fihe plan changa a fine newts na lemister shin san omlan. Mayan and Ratches gar curu da puncha art million foil da trahas a tree agris farberha pobble concur ergomus torch fui clar farberha pobble. Togri tarasurakta. Na plana la changa an funyav in a nuachia agus greisin technoliachta a arbrach. Gerter Foster gwael dol con cyn santosa a yenu leis an togra stratis an gieltacht glas. Sjóltar an skeim gradam a hórhin ahantas da gnolachti a tag feimnu frid gelige san ir húskert ag ókaj lína dimarcha hogin. Ráctal hár an skeim fwy chomarca fóras na gelige e govartiart le línra letter kennen agus ta gaholas fwyn skeim ag sýv fóras na gelige. Simbachod se aligolier slán agus banacht.
Grumhagath column. Returning to our main story this evening, Cabinet has agreed to lift almost all COVID restrictions from 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. That includes lifting the curfew on hospitality, capacity limits at live events and sports fixtures, and the end of social distancing. Political correspondent Sean Defoe has this special report.
Get on with your life. You know, there are some precautions you may want to take to manage the risk. But it is time to get on with your life.
Health Minister Stephen Donnelly ahead of the Cabinet meeting this evening. From 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, most COVID restrictions will be gone. For bars and restaurants, that includes early closing times, capacity limits, rules over how many can sit at a table and the requirement to check COVID certs all removed. Nightclubs can reopen and the requirement for social distancing will be ended. Health Minister at the start of the pandemic, Simon Harris, says it's an important day.
I think there is a real air of hope and optimism around the place after a really grueling and difficult, to put it mildly, 700 days for the people of this country.
There will be no limits on household gatherings and no capacity limits on indoor or outdoor events. The requirement for face masks is staying until at least the end of February. COVID certs will be needed for international travel and mitigation measures will remain in schools, but otherwise it's a fairly blanket lifting of restrictions. Taoiseach Micheál Martin will address the nation at 6 o'clock this evening.
Weather forecast mostly dry and cloudy this evening and tonight with patchy drizzle near the coast. Winds light to moderate southwesterly, lowest overnight temperatures 3 to 5 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow again cloudy with some patchy drizzle near the coast, just a few bright spells. Highest temperatures 7 to 9 degrees Celsius in moderate southwesterly breezes. Fresher near coastal areas. And that's Highland Radio News. Main stories in brief, and as you've been hearing, the majority of COVID restrictions will end at 6 tomorrow morning. The Taoiseach will make a statement just after 6 o'clock this evening. North of the border, 3,568 new coronavirus cases confirmed in the past 24 hours with 6 additional COVID-related deaths. Gardaí in Letterkenny continue to investigate the circumstances surrounding the death of a woman in a house in the town. They say foul play is not suspected. There are fears it could be late summer before there's any significant progress on the micro redress scheme. The news will come as a blow to those hoping to get the scheme off the ground in the coming weeks. An Inishowen councillor is urging the Education Minister to instruct her department to begin discussions on money with the owners of the land earmarked for the three school campus in Muncrana. Back with news headlines again at 6. Good evening.
The obituary notice says for this Friday evening, January the 21st. The death has taken place of Vera O'Gorman, née Devenny, 11 Ballyfaten Park, Sion Mills, and formerly of Meeting House Street, Strabane. Fiona leaving her home on Sunday morning at 10:30 for Mass in St. Teresa's Church, Sion Mills at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Macmillan Cancer Support, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The house is private to family and friends only, please. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on churchmedia.tv. The death has occurred of Margaret Peggy McMenamin, née Gormley, late of 36 Kilgort Road, Craigban, Cloddy, County Derry, reposing at her son John's residence, 40 Kilgort Road. Funeral from there on Sunday at 12:15 for 1 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Joseph's Church, Craigban, interment immediately afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please, and donations if desired in lieu to the Alzheimer's Society, care of McLaughlin Funeral Directors, Dungiven. The death has occurred of Hugh Kelly, 1 Beechwood Avenue, Letterkenny. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock in St Junan's Cathedral. Interment afterwards to Conwell Cemetery. House private to neighbours and family members. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice, care of Con McDade Funeral Director or any family member. The death has taken place of Damien McFadden, 16 Lissowen Green, Buncrana. His remains are reposing at his mother's residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Cockhill, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. And the death has occurred in Glasgow of Sadie McDermott, née McGowan, formerly of Armour Island, County Donegal. Requiem Mass in St Charles's Oratory, Calvin Side Gardens, Glasgow, at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, January the 29th, followed by interment in St Kentigern's Cemetery, Glasgow. Funeral will be streamed live on St Gregory Barbarigo Facebook page. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.